Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great day so far. And I hope, most importantly, you're finding some kind of opportunity and a way to go, to grow, and to glow. Don't forget, as we're revving up to tune in for today's episode, I should say to dive into today's episode, don't forget to like. Please don't forget to share. And I also am still wanting you to know that the algorithm is telling me, the analytics, I should say, is telling me that most of you all are still not subscribers. I value your time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. But let's take another step. You ever been dating before and you're like, you know what? Let's be exclusive. Let's take this bad boy to another level. So let's go to another level. We've been dating long enough. You and I have been dating long enough. You've been casually listening here and there. But let's lock in, turn on those notifications so you'll know when we're dropping the next episode. And you can go ahead and share it out with those that you're connected to because your share matters. Let's pray and let's move forward today. God, we are grateful that we can breathe in and breathe out. We're grateful that you woke us up and we have another shot at life today. I pray that you would bless us if we're having a difficult time or even a great time. Remind us of the fact and reality that as we move forward, you are continuing to use us. You're continuing to get glory out of our lives. And most importantly, we're continuing to have impact, whether it hurts or feels good in the moment. Sometimes having an impact is a headache. Sometimes people take you for granted, but help us to keep our hearts and our posture in the right place, or our minds, I should say, in the right space and place to know that you're getting all the glory for it in your name. Amen. Today, we're talking about small actions leading to big success. A few months ago, if you have been with me any length of time, you know I was pushing real hard, and I'm still pushing that book, Atomic Habits by James Clear. There's something to be said about taking small steps that compound interest, that those compounding steps that one day will lead to massive success. One thing that's important as we think about all the things that you and I want to accomplish in life, by and large, as you look at social media, as you look at those that we're mostly connected to, we don't really brag about the beginning of our journey. And I get it. Sometimes we're trying to figure it out. Excuse me, we don't want to look like a novice on camera. We want to look like we got it all together. And that's human nature, right? I get it. But let's be honest. Let's keep it 1,000. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it 100. That's not reality. Most of the times, in fact, if you're a parent like I am, you're figuring this thing out. Am I right about it? Now, you don't want nobody to be on to follow you on camera as you're figuring it out. But if you have a glowing moment when that child becomes of age, you want people to capture that. You know why? Because we like to show off the finished product. Very few people will show how they started baking a cake. Very few people will film the flour all over the counter, the eggs being cracked. Very few people will film that, but they will take a picture of the finished product. Very few people will take a picture of something at its infant stages. Most of the times we see people's glamour shots. And oftentimes those glamour shots discourage you. Because you think that by looking at those glamour shots and you comparing your beginning to somebody's middle, that doesn't even make sense. I cannot compare. If somebody started something 10 years ago and I started something today, we will not be at the same point in the journey. So I want to free you of, because I struggled with this for so long and am still getting over it. There is power in new beginnings. There's something to be said about starting small. Because I think it was, it's so funny, you see these people's handles on different platforms and you don't even know their real name. This guy's name is Just Train. I don't even know his real name. I know he rocks with Kevin Hart. I know he was his trainer. They got some clothing line together. But he said something on a video the other day that resonated with me. And I'm paraphrasing. Forgive me, Just Train, if I got it off. But the message was simply this. Sometimes the glory is not in who you become, or the glory is not in the end of the journey. The glory is who you become as you're getting to the goal. Sometimes the joy is not so much, oh, I've arrived at the end of the journey. I'm here. I've got the prize. I've got the carrot. Sometimes the joy, you take joy out of, or you get more out of the journey or the road it took for you to become that person. That's why sometimes in life it's not a good thing for us to skip steps. We like to skip steps, and I get accelerating certain things so you don't have to go through. That's all. That's the whole point. There's some things I don't want my son to have to go through. I went through them already. So here is how you can navigate that, son. Here is how. Now, if you choose to take the same road, the same path, that's on you. But I'm going to position you. I'm going to give you so much information, so much game. I'm going to give you so much insight, son, that if you choose to take heed, you'll miss some of those potholes. Now, there are some things that you're going to have to still go through, because as you go through, you grow through and you become the person that you need to handle all the pressure at the top. That's why coaches don't just start coaching in the NBA or the NFL or MLB or MLS. You find them at community colleges with poor facilities, and they learn how to motivate their team, get their players to look beyond the mold in the bathroom stalls and say, you know what? One day you're going to make it and we're going to get past this. There are lessons you learn from not having all of the equipment and all of the trainers. There are lessons you learned when you were in lack, that will help you when you get to a place of plenty, not to take things for granted and to be a person that's resourceful, a person that knows how to handle things under the gun. So what small habits can you develop now that will lead you to a big time result? And one of the things that's interesting is I'm still working out. I know I haven't talked much about it, right? But I'm still working out, right? And I realize that as I'm staying after it, I mean, every single day, I'm not taking a day off, day in, day out. I'm doing what I got to do moment by moment, day by day, no matter how I feel. Sometimes I don't feel like going. Sometimes I feel like rolling over, staying in that warm bed. It's cold outside. Sometimes I don't feel like getting open that door. I don't feel like it. But I'm developing a muscle there. I'm developing discipline there. I'm training my mind to say, you know what? I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how you feel. Get it done. There are moments where I don't feel like in the moment recording a podcast. I don't feel like it. But it's facts over feelings now. I committed to doing something. I committed to getting the message out there every single week. I committed to ensuring that I'm impacting lives using the gift of communication. So guess what? No matter how I feel, I'm going to get in the studio and get it done. And sometimes you're developing that muscle. Right? I think that sometimes, as I'm on camera, I've developed that muscle. No matter how I feel in the gym, I'm there. So when I realize I've got to have impact in the world, because I showed up at the gym, I can at least show up for my people. If I said I'm going to do something, small steps. So here are a couple of keys I'm going to give you that will help you stick to it, even though you're starting small. Number one, even though you start small, Don't miss this. You've got to be specific. Some people think that starting small means I can start without a plan. No, if I've got a target, even though I'm starting small, like for instance, if my target is to lose 50 pounds, I've got to be specific and say, you know what? The way that I'm going to get to that big number, I got to lose 5 pounds a month. I got to be specific in my goal. I got to start small. In fact, I told you this story before, but I'm going to repeat it again without apology. Charles Barkley talks about, in fact, he was my favorite player when I was growing up. My favorite player was not Michael Jordan. It wasn't Magic. It wasn't those big names. My favorite player was Charles Barkley because he was undersized and he was an underdog. And I feel like in my story, I'm the underdog. I feel like people don't think that I can do what I can do. And I'm always fighting to prove myself, which is cool because it keeps a desire inside of you that sometimes when you have all the gifts and talents, you don't have that hunger. But Barkley says, when he got to the NBA, of course he was overweight. When he got there, of course he wanted to lean on his natural abilities to jump high and to rebound. But one day he went to one of the veterans on the team and said, hey, Moses Malone, why am I not getting more playing time? These are his words, not my words. He said, Moses Malone told him, you're fat and out of shape. If you were in better shape, coach would probably think I can count on you to run up and down this floor and not be winded to score on offense and also lock people down on defense. You're out of shape. He said, man, what can I do? And so he said, Moses Malone took him through this whole routine. Let's lose 5 pounds. He lost the five. Let's lose five more. And before he knew it, he lost 50 pounds because he started small, but he was specific. Let's lose five. And so if he had told him, let's lose 50, he said he would not have committed to the journey. Because five was so small, but yet specific, he stuck to it. So start small and be specific. Number two, track your progress. I talk a lot about celebrating small wins. You got to track your progress to see how far you've come, to celebrate it, to see where you need to improve, to see what's working well. And those people who are influencers online, creators and all that, they go back oftentimes, track their progress. Oh, this worked well. Let me make more of what looks like this. This got great reviews. This looked like it impacted many lives. There are many people who saw that they were blessed by this particular piece of content. Let me make more like that. Track your progress. Figure out if you're on a weight loss journey. Well, what's working this week that didn't work last week? Oh, okay. This has higher carbs. I'm not losing as much weight. Let me readjust because 2 weeks ago I didn't have it in my diet. Maybe I should take it back out so I can get the same results. Track your progress. And then lastly, cultivate discipline. Fertilize discipline. Make sure you're planting seeds around discipline or within the context of discipline that will cause your discipline to grow over time. You cultivate discipline by taking it up. I tell you all the time, if you want to get stronger, you got to put more weight on the bar. If you want more discipline, you've got to put more weight on the bar. You got to add to those things in your life that you're trying to be more disciplined around. So cultivate discipline. So start small, track progress, cultivate discipline. And as you're cultivating discipline, you'll develop a mindset that is unstoppable. But don't be afraid to start small. Don't be afraid to start even when the cameras aren't on. Don't be afraid to start even though you have no idea what you're doing. Don't be afraid to start because everybody, I don't care how good they make it look, everybody started somewhere. And I'm encouraging you to start today. That's my time, you all. I hope that you heard something that will cause you to hit that share button. Hope you heard something that will cause you to say, hey, you know what? My cousin should hear this. My niece should hear this. My spouse should hear this. Go ahead and share this thing out. And don't you forget along the way to model what you've heard. Start small and watch that lead to big success. Most importantly, don't forget to go. Don't forget to grow. And don't forget to glow every single day. That's my time. Take care. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.